Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Joshua and David had their worries, had their troubles in their day. But they knew no harm could overcome them when they'd kneel right down and pray.
Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Reading from Revelation chapter 21, verse 2. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, May 24th, 2021. It's Memorization Monday, and that's the verse we'll be looking at, Revelation 21:2. And I'll have a special reading out of the book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan, as in just a few minutes we'll look at this verse, think about it, and see what God has to say to each and every one of us. Well, it was a beautiful weekend. Hopefully you got some of that yard work done, caught up on the honey-do list, and attended to the various demands on your life. If it's like me, it's probably a plateful, juggling a lot of balls. But thank you, God, we have the health and the wherewithal and the abilities to accomplish many things. And I pray that'll be true for you today and this coming week. Well, let me make four different announcements before we launch into a special song to set up this reading out of 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. But tonight, 7 p.m., men, come join the singing men of GNN as we sing and declare the wonders of God. We just launched a new series of rehearsals. We meet on Monday night, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Great News Media Center in Lincoln Square, Urbana, Illinois. It's Unit 112, right across from the indoor food court. In the last few weeks, we've had some new men join us, so now's a great time to open up your schedule as we have a great time together. We're rehearsing a number of songs and have great fellowship time. So that's the Singing Men of GNN tonight at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, we're going to have a real special guest in the studio. As this past Friday, I heard Dr. Len Bartolotti speak. He's a strategist, an inspirational speaker, an author, an educator. He has a real heart for the unreached Muslim people, and I was fascinated, encouraged, and blessed by what he had to share on Friday, so I asked him if he could be a part of Testimony Tuesday. So Lord willing, you'll have an opportunity to tune in and hear him tomorrow. Now, a week from this Friday, so that's June 4th, our Ministry Leaders Network is gathering, and our goal is to encourage, equip, and empower one another. And this is for pastors and ministry leaders. And our special speaker will be Pastor Mark Jordan, and he'll share on the high calling of pastoring. We'll have Mexican food for lunch, and we'll meet from noon to 1:15 sharp. So pastors and ministry leaders, get there on time, and we'll get you out at 1:15. If you want to find out more about this special pastor and ministry leader initiative, stop by greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Go to the Ministry tab, and you'll see Ministry Leaders Network, and all the information's there. And then 2 weeks from today, I'm happy to announce that our ministry staff is growing, and Tim Nelson officially starts on Monday, June 7th. So we'll be welcoming him to the WLUJ studios in Springfield. And we're excited for him to bring all of his gifts and 30-plus years of radio experience to help further our goals and initiatives to educate, edify, and evangelize in all that we do through our radio broadcasts, our Singing Men of GNN, our Great News Radio Theater Troupe, our Children's Choir, through our conversational English classes, our outings and gatherings and travels, workshops, seminars, hopefully more gatherings in the coming days, but we're excited to have Tim a part of the team beginning 2 weeks from today. Well, to set up today's reading on Revelation 21:2, you're going to hear the song, The Holy City. And those of you that have been on a trip to Israel with me know that as we climb the hillside and turn around the bend and get close to entering Jerusalem, the Holy City, we always time it with our bus driver that this song plays as you capture your first glimpses of Jerusalem. It's always a breathtaking time, and our busload always cheers and celebrates, and this becomes a great memory song of the trip, which I don't know if it'll be in the fall or sometime in 2022 that we'll announce the next trip, but we'll leave that in God's hands and seek to know His leading on it. But to set up our reading and connect with the holy city of Jerusalem and also the new Jerusalem that God will bring to fruition, here's John Starnes in the Holy City.
One night while I was sleeping, I had a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang.
Jerusalem,
my dream was changed. The streets no longer rang, as with the glad hosannas that the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, and the morn was cold and chilled as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the crystal sea. The light of God was on its streets, and the gates, they were open wide, that all stars by night,
for the sun to shine by day. For it was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away.
I just love that song. It brings back so many memories of trips to Israel. As some of you may know, I've been over there 28 different times, hosting groups, loving seeing God build into people the scriptures as they come alive when they're taught on location where the actual historical events took place. It reinforces people in their faith journey, as it's just not a fable or a point in history or something that's disclosed in the Bible. It's very tangible. You can walk on the stones and see the sights and experience with new lenses what it looks like, the terrain, the sight, the smell, distances, and a flavor of the whole atmosphere comes so much more alive. Oh, I could get on a whole roll here, but we have our reading to do today as we look at Revelation 21:2, which says, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. Here's what Robert J. Morgan has to say in his book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. At the dawning of eternity, the Lord will undertake the most massive relocation project in history. He will move an entire city out of the highest heavens, and it will descend to the earth like a bride walking down the aisle for her groom. That's the picture the Lord uses to help us visualize this great, shimmering city, which will descend on beams of light and settle down on its perfectly designed foundation of the eternal earth. As it does so, a herald will make the great announcement in verse 3 through 4, Look, God's dwelling is with men, and He will live with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Revelation 21 through 22 takes us on a tour of this celestial city of Foreveropolis. And then he lists 8 points. Number 1, the city from a distance, Revelation 21, 9 through 11. Standing atop a mountain, John watched this massive diamond of a city descend to the new earth. Number 2, the city up close, verses 12 through 14. As it grew near, he marveled at the massive walls, foundation, and gates. Number 3, the size of the city, verses 15 through 17. 1,400 miles in all directions. Number 4, the construction of the city, verses 18 through 21. The building materials included gold, jewels, pearls, and crystal. Number 5, the interior of the city, verses 22 and 23. John was impressed by the light illumining the city and by the absence of a temple. Number 6, the commerce of the city, verses 24 through 27. Its gates are never shut as the produce and the commodities of the new earth flow in and out of it. Number 7, the city center, chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. At the heart of the city are the throne, the crystal river, the golden boulevard, and the tree of life park. And number 8, the city's inhabitants, verses 3 through 5. God's children will be there, worshiping, serving, reigning, and ruling forever with him. And there's a section that stands out that says, looking for a city? There is a river. Its streams delight the city of God, Psalm 46:4. I'm going away to prepare a place for you, John 14:2. Abraham was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God, Hebrews 11:10. God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them, Hebrews 11:16. You have come to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, Hebrews 12:22. For we do not have an enduring city, instead we seek the one to come, Hebrews 13:14. And finally, the city was pure gold like clear glass, Revelation 21:18. And then this chapter closes out with a quote by John MacArthur. As John watches, an entire city, magnificent in its glory, descends from heaven and becomes part of the new earth. Heaven and earth are now one. The heavenly realm has moved its capital city to the new earth. That was John MacArthur. Oh, a very interesting reading out of 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart by Robert J. Morgan. As we looked at Revelation chapter 21, verse 2, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. Sounds like this bride was walking on holy ground as she prepared to be received by her groom. May we all approach the Lord in that way, being very anticipatory, excited, enthused, readied and prepared to receive him, faithful in our calling, passionate about sharing his good news message to all, bringing hope and healing as we're God's ambassadors and disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. So think about wherever you step today, it being holy ground. As you pray up, the Holy Spirit would lead and guide you. He would order your steps. And as you bring Jesus to bear wherever you're at. Well, I'll close out with standing on holy ground, reminding you that wherever you're at, if you've asked Jesus into your life, that can in fact be the very holy ground you operate from. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
As I walked through the door, I sensed his presence, and I knew this was a place where God abounds. For this is temple, Jehovah God abides here. And we are standing in his presence on holy ground. We are standing.
presence there is joy beyond all measure. And at his feet, peace of mind can still be found. So if you have